Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to our series of programs on the Book of Job, which is entitled, Is God Guilty as Charged? Satan has brought an accusation against God, which is this: God is inherently worthless and therefore pays for worship. Now in the book of Job, you might remember that Satan said, if you put forth your hand, God, to snatch away all that Job has, he will curse you to your face. In other words, Satan believes that no one values a relationship with God based on unconditional love. Satan believes that people only value a relationship with God based on conditions, i.e., the condition that God blesses us. Satan believes that as soon as the blessings are gone, that we are gone. It's like, God, what have you done for me lately? It's like, God, if you don't bless me, then what good are you? I can do bad all by myself. Satan believes that we treat God like a big fat genie that we rub on the belly to get our 3 free wishes per day. Satan believes that we relate to God like he's our personal cosmic bellboy that should say to us, Sire, your wish is my command. Satan believes that if we don't get what we want from God, then we're going to say to God, You're fired. Furthermore, Satan believes that God believes that the only reason why people worship him is because of what they can get from him. Let me repeat that. Satan believes that God believes that the only reason why people worship him is because of what they get from him. So God just keeps on blessing us to keep us in his corner. That's the reasoning that Satan uses. Therefore, Satan has judged God as a hypocrite. He judges God as a hypocrite for portraying himself as something inherently great, as someone who has multitudes of people adoring and worshiping him simply because of who he is, when in reality, Satan says, God knows that all of the adoration and worship would dry up as soon as the last blessing dried up. The height of hypocrisy, as Satan has judged, is that God knows that he's not all that plus a bag of chips. So God has to resort to paying for the pleasure of worship. That's why I said that Satan's accusation in this court case is that God is inherently worthless and therefore pays for his worship. And he's trying to prove that by getting God to snatch away all that Job has and then saying, once that happened, God, once all the blessings dry up, Job is going to curse you to your face. And God is up to the challenge. God said, hey, go ahead and do it. You go ahead and snatch away all that he has, and we'll see if he curses me to my face. And after Satan did snatch away all that Job had, Job said, instead of cursed be God, he said, blessed be the name of God. So he did exactly opposite of what Satan said. But that's Job. What about other people? Is there any validity to what Satan espouses? Do people worship God only because of what they get from God? Is God a hypocrite for covering up people's motivation for worshiping him? After all, again, if God knows that people will only worship him because of what they get from him, then God is a hypocrite because he's trying to cover that up. But, believe it or not, God himself does validate a part, but only a part, of what Satan espouses. He doesn't validate the part that God is a hypocrite for covering up people's motivation for worshiping him, but he does validate a certain part of what Satan espouses. And what part is that? Well, please turn with me to Matthew chapter 15 and verses 7 through 8. This is Matthew chapter 15 and verses 7 through 8. Again, Satan is saying that, first of all, we serve God only because of what we get from God, and as soon as the blessings dry up, we're going to curse God to his face. And then secondarily, he's saying that God knows that that's what's going to happen. So God is a hypocrite because he doesn't remove blessings from people. He just keeps on blessing people so he can keep them in his corner, because he knows that as soon as the blessings dry up, we're going to be out of here. So that's the two parts of it. And God does validate a part of it. And we can find the validation of what Satan says, a part of it at least, in Matthew chapter 15 and verses 7 through 8. Because here, Yeshua says, "You hypocrites!" Now he's not talking to his father, but he is talking to some people. And he says, "You hypocrites! Well did Isaiah prophesy of you." Now who are these people who are being hypocrites? And why does he call them hypocrites? So Yeshua says, "You hypocrites! Well did Isaiah prophesy of you when he said, 'These people honor me with their lips.'" These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Okay, so get that. Yeshua is calling people hypocrites because they honor God with their lips, but their hearts are far from him. In other words, they give God lip service. In other words, Satan is correct that there are some people, in fact many people, who do relate to God as if he were a cosmic bellboy. They bless God with their lips as long as the blessings flow, but they really don't have it in their hearts to worship God with unconditional love. This is hypocrisy. But that doesn't make God a hypocrite unless God reinforces that type of worship. Does God reinforce that type of worship? Well, that's what God is on trial for. That's why God allowed himself to be put on trial, to prove that people will worship him unconditionally. And he allows Job to be the witness to that, because Job will testify, as he has previously, that he blesses the name of the Lord God. He said, "Naked I came into the world, naked I'm going to go out of the world. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God." Now, before we return to the trial, let's talk about you for a moment. Is there hypocrisy in your worship? Do you worship God with unconditional love? Or is your love predicated on what you get from God? If you're attending one of the health and wealth, name it and claim it, blab it and grab it, word of faith churches, and you've accepted this false gospel, then you are a hypocrite, simply honoring God with your lips while your heart is far from him. And I'm going to share with you two examples of this damaging health and wealth false philosophy. First, I know of a woman who sang God's praises when God miraculously healed her father, but cursed God when God allowed her mother to die prematurely. As she turned away from God, she said, "We have a 50-50 chance of getting what we want from God, so what's the use of making all the sacrifices I do? I'm out of here." Second, I know of a woman who joined the church because the pastor assured her that God was going to miraculously heal her incurable disease as long as she just believed, just had faith. After several years of believing and beseeching, of speaking health into her life, of being badgered by the pastor and congregation for not having enough faith, she not only is still physically ill, but now she is emotionally and spiritually ill. She may soon die a depressed and deceived disciple of the health and wealth doctrine of the devil. Have they not read about the Apostle Paul, who was never healed, though he besought God 3 times for healing? Have they not been taught about the millions of faithful and faith-filled Christians that have been brutally tortured and murdered? Have they not understood the story of Job? Do you understand the story of Job. God acknowledges that there are some people who follow this health and wealth doctrine that believe that he's always going to bless them, and he knows that when those blessings dry up, those people will turn their backs on him. But in the book of Job, he's holding up Job as an example of someone who will not do that. So which side do you come down on? Do you come down on the side of the health and wealth doctrine of the devil? Or do you come down on the side of Job, who says, "Blessed be the name of the Lord our God. The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. I will bless God in the good times and I will bless God in the bad times." With Job, there is no hypocrisy. What about your worship? Are you hypocritical? Do you follow this health and wealth doctrine of the devil? Or are you like Job, who will worship God unconditionally? Thanks for joining me on this program. I hope you'll be back for the next program, and may God be in you.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org, or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.
666, the mark of the beast. What is the mark of the beast? Before you can know for sure what is the mark of the beast, you must know for sure the identity of the beast. I will reveal to you from the pages of the Bible the identity of the beast during two free seminars entitled, What is the Mark of the Beast? The first one will be held on Thursday, January 18th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Wesley Chapel Library, which is located at 2861 Wesley Chapel Road in Decatur, Georgia. The second seminar will be held on Thursday, February 1st from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Covington Library, which is located at 3500 Covington Highway in Decatur, Georgia. For more information, call 404-412-0032 or log on to our website at www.christianambassadors.org. Please don't miss this extremely important seminar, or you might miss the opportunity to escape the wrath of God that comes upon those who receive the mark of the beast. This message is sponsored by the ABCs of the Bible radio program.